you move. Okay, okay, now you got my attention. Can't take my eyes off of you. You're in my head. You're in my heart. Eyes overload. It's irresistible. I'm so stuck on you. Okay, okay, now, 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 just can't help myself. I got a taste and now I have to make you mine. I might be a little obsessed.
Everybody's doing wonderfully as always.
And Jolene graduated.
I did. Well, yeah, Tim just walked away from the microphone, so I'm pretty sure you didn't hear him. He just said, I just graduated from college. I graduated
from American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
That's right. I'm very excited about that.
Can you turn that light on?
Oh, sure. I'll turn this light on for us. But yeah, that feels good. I put the time in. It feels really, really good to have completed that program.
Yeah.
And it feels really good to have a degree out of it. That's nice. What?
Yeah. So, hey, Marianne.
Thanks for joining us, Marianne.
Yeah, it's a nice day out, too.
It is. Well, I mean, it's a little cold outside, but it's not miserable. Could be a lot worse.
Could always be worse. Yeah. Oh, man.
You okay?
Yeah. Just Matt's telling me a story.
Ah, okay. So Tim is on his phone back and forth with that. All right. Well, one thing I wish I was going to notice, Tim is texting with Matt about it. Hope Matt's doing okay. Also wishing Kid Cudi well. He was, he's again, hip-hop performer. He was performing at Coachella. Jumped off a stage and broke his leg.
Yeah, I heard that.
Hope he's doing okay.
This is where now?
At Coachella.
Coachella.
Yeah.
Does anybody jump off the stage anymore at Coachella? Or they should, I think.
I would think pretty. It's pretty standard for it. But as I say, you're a rock star of any sort or a star. You're going to jump off the stage. But yeah, he jumped off the stage, broke his foot. But I saw a picture of him in the ambulance and he had the biggest smile on his face and was giving thumbs up to the camera. That is a great attitude.
Yeah.
Your foot has got to be killing you right now, but you're smiling anyways.
I was watching Eric Andre show this morning.
Yeah.
My hair is hysterical.
I know. He's your favorite.
He was a little clip of him. He was he had a Sprite shirt on.
Yeah.
It looked like he was kind of like promoting a Sprite commercial.
Oh, maybe.
But no, because he does these gags, right?
Oh,
he's in rollerblades. He's got the helmet on, everything. and it looks like he's bleeding, and he got a bone sticking out between his foot and his knee.
Oh,
and
wow.
And he's kind of like skating, like he's like kind of dazed.
Yeah.
And people, half the people are looking at him, half the people are like, bro, yo, dude, sit down. He's like, I'm fine. You know what? Just don't touch me. Wow. I'll be okay.
Wow.
Do you like Sprite?
Oh, my God.
It's, I don't know. He's one of them guys, you either like him or you don't.
It's something. He's a lot. I'm not judging him for it at all, but yeah, he's definitely a lot.
Yeah, but
and he's successful.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he wildly, but yeah, you either like him or you don't.
Oh man. But still, that's something. It's the whole thing, like don't let him go. Call 911.
Yeah.
And generally, at least follow him at a safe distance.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, this is some good news. This is from a few days ago, but the $60 billion Ukraine security bill finally passed.
Good.
Finally. I know. It's something, of course. Well, it's the reason why it wasn't getting anywhere before was because Team MAGA was blocking it. Because, of course, the leader of Team MAGA, which is the former president, again, who's in criminal court at this point, again, for committing crimes, he's a Putin puppet.
Right.
So he wants to help.
So is that Marjorie Three Names?
Yeah, exactly.
Because she was against the bill. And even the Post was saying how she's like, oh, that's Putin's bitch.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's
you can hide behind what you want, but if you're not going to support aid to Ukraine, you stupid fucking cow. Guess what? They're going to be on your front door tomorrow.
You would think.
Because Poland is next.
Yeah.
Germany's next.
Yep.
And all the fucking rest, you know, that's... I don't think she's ever been over there. I don't think she understands there's more to the world than just the United States.
You see, I don't know if that's the case. I'm thinking just like she's so much in with Putin, she doesn't care. Even if she had been over there, it wouldn't make a difference. Same thing with Trump. He's been over there.
Well, I think it would because what you know that with someone like that, he has one loyalty and that's to themselves.
Yeah.
And you're only a cog in his wheel. And once he's done with you.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a level of narcissism.
It's
that's massive narcissism.
Nah, it's like, it'll never happen to me.
But it will.
He won't do that to me. He likes me.
There are lots of studies that have been done on narcissists before. It always happens.
Well, I know.
And I know
saying,
we were married to people like that before. Yeah.
Not you, but people like, you know, that stupid cow.
Like Margie Three Names,
You know, it has a big enough ego and big enough, ego. She has a big enough ego to think that, oh, yeah, he would never do that to me.
Of course he would.
Look how cool I am. I lift weights.
It's something.
Yo, how about lifting a book?
Yeah.
Opening up and reading it.
But the GOP is against educating the masses, all of that. Which, mind you, I heard this is old news at this point. I heard
like
this.
Tony Benn said, keep them dumb,
yep,
ignorant, and scared, and frightened. That's how you control population.
Yeah, makes sense. And I saw this was like weeks ago, but I appreciate this. GOP used to be the grand old party.
Mm-hmm.
It's now a nickname for groupies of Putin.
Because
they're parroting Russian propaganda. That's what the Russian party does now. Not the Russian party, that's what the Republican party does now, which I say I accidentally said Russian party. Maybe it wasn't an accident at all, because it's the same thing.
Even people that knew Reagan.
Yeah.
You know, and how he felt. Even he said, or they said that Reagan would not even recognize this party anymore.
I believe that.
Like, because it's just shifted so far. And actually, there's a lot of people, from what I understand, hoping in the wings that Trump gets convicted because this way they won't have to deal with him being the front runner.
I could see that.
I
think there are a lot of people hoping everywhere that he gets convicted because somebody needs to stop him.
I'm saying
Other Republicans?
Yeah, all mostly.
Right. Okay. You know, I could see that.
The higher up Republicans who wouldn't say it publicly are saying it behind closed doors.
Oh yeah. Because you don't want to come public with it, because otherwise he's going to post on social media about you and they're going to have crazies coming after you.
Right.
Literally crazies.
But that doesn't even show you how more so you should be vocal about, you know, that's how Nazi Germany happened.
Yeah.
You know, once, you know, nobody had anybody to fucking go to, we had us Americans had to help the Russians fucking fix your shit.
Yeah. That's something. That's craziness. Well, at least, at the very least, he's on trial at this point and looking less and less and less presidential as it goes on. Because the big thing about it is that usually how the former president does it, anybody calls him out for anything illegal he's done or anything wrong he's done, he would just run his mouth and just project on whoever else, just saying, oh, well, they're the ones who did this whole thing. He can't do that in court. He can't. And he knows that. So he's having to sit there and listen as basically all the ugly things he's done, all the illegal things he's done, trying to overturn an election more than once.
Yeah.
It's coming to light. Yeah.
I saw something that, you know, again, partly on Facebook, because that's a whole nother story. But
it's true. Yeah, that'd be a whole other thing we could be talking about.
But I saw the other day, it was somebody put up, you know, it was a picture of like Bill Clinton,
yeah,
and Monica Lewinsky,
yeah,
and Biden, and Biden supposedly had an affair with this hairdresser back in the day, and then there was another Democrat, and I said, "Huh, double standards, huh?"
How so? Yeah.
No, it's not a double standard, yeah, because Clinton was such a cheapskate.
Yeah,
he didn't pay her to shut up.
Okay, I could see that. And he also didn't actually go and pay tabloids to actively catch and kill stories. Anything bad news about him to try to actually influence the election, which is illegal. That's what this case is about. The whole thing, oh, it's a hush money trial. Like, well, the hush money's part of it. But what it's really about is the former president did this to actively influence voters, actively influence the election. By hiding truths, by hiding what actually happened. He actively paid to lie to the public.
Right, but...
which is against voters' rights.
Well, and that's where it gets kind of tricky, too, because, like, you could pay a lot of those, the Page Six New York Post.
Yeah.
A lot of it, you know, people's publicists.
Yeah.
Pay for those articles. They're not fucking... Yeah. They're not really just the whole, oh, look, we got news. No, you got to pay for that shit.
Yeah. I get that.
Ain't no free fucking news, people getting their names in the paper. You gotta pay for that shit.
Yeah.
You know? It's a business.
Yeah, but this is different.
I understand that, but what I'm saying, that's what I think they have to put on trial, is the whole, look, if you want to put in Page Six that Tim Schubel is having an affair with so-and-so and Julian Carpenter's having an affair, whatever.
Yeah.
In case maybe to promote her movie or his movie.
Yeah.
You know, oh, the love scene. The people on set said that it was a little bit more to it than that. Oh, like, oh, I have to go see this movie again. Now I want to see.
And promoting.
Right. Yeah. It's basically promoting a movie.
Yeah.
And long-winded way of promoting it.
Yeah.
And
it's publicity.
It's a lot different than, you know, if Tim was running for president.
Yeah.
And saying, okay, well, this, that, and the other thing. And
yeah. Like, if you were running for president and you had an affair.
Then we're all fucked.
And you, no, that's all right. Not running for office, and that's cool. I'm okay with that. I'd rather have you here with me as my talented actor, filmmaker husband. Oh, my boo bear. But, like, if, like, let's say you were running for president and you had an affair. And basically, what you knew the word was starting to get out, and you and your team actively paid different news outlets, paid them to catch whatever rumors there are about this and kill the story. Like, right. Oh, here's the news, kill the story. That's illegal. That's trying to influence and affect the vote. That's basically against voters' rights. That's what this criminal trial is about.
Yeah.
So they can, it's not really that important.
What state is it in?
It's here. It's here in New York. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Southern District.
Yep, that's it. And of course he's, I don't know if you saw this too, with the bond he got for the fraud trial that he was found guilty of.
Mm-hmm.
Letitia James, the DA here in the Southern District, has said, well, basically we're seeing that where the bond they got it from, they don't have any backing of it. They don't have any backing for it. So basically the Southern District of New York wants to start claiming his property for him to pay off.
Putting liens on it.
Fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's something.
Putting liens on it, yeah.
Yep. So it's really something.
I don't think they want to do that.
How come?
Because then the city becomes a landlord and they really don't want to do that.
I could see
But I understand they want their money too.
Yeah, I could see that. And again, somebody has to stop him. He's a criminal.
Well,
he's done this for decades upon decades upon decades upon decades. He needs to be stopped. Then, well, it's like E. Jean Carroll had said, who he sexually assaulted. I don't care about the money. I just want to take as much as it takes to make him stop this.
Right.
And yeah, shout out to E. Jean Carroll. At the very least, I hope you get your money, girl.
Mm.
I know it's not enough, but hope you at least get that.
Oh, look at that.
The, what?
That car, the Fang Chang Bao Super 8. See the top?
Yeah.
That's the side. Let me see. It doesn't really have good pictures. It says seven pictures, but they're shitty pictures.
Has a very sci-fi look to it.
It has a very Mach 5 look.
Oh, okay.
Remember this? Speed Racer Mach 5?
Yeah.
Mach 5 Speed Racer.
Okay.
Looks like that car almost.
Let me see.
I love that car as a kid.
Looks similar. You're right.
Okay, except for that. Yeah. I love that car as a kid.
All right.
I thought it was the baddest cool. It was almost like a Vette.
Okay. I could see that.
All right. The Vette.
Yeah.
Makes them wet.
My panda would know.
I didn't need it.
Yeah, I was gonna say you really didn't need it. You really didn't need the help, did you?
Yeah.
It's that charm. That's what does it. Oh man! Well, this is some other cool news. I don't know if you saw this, but an archaeologist was actually digging around George Washington's.
Do, honey.
Well, of course, but they were digging around George Washington's home. They found two.
That's not very nice.
Well, George Washington has been dead for more than 200 years.
Sure someone cares.
But, well, either way, they were digging around his home, and they actually found two cherry jars that still had all the liquid within them from the cherries.
Yeah, that's cool.
More than 250 years old.
That's cool.
That is so cool. And they're just like, well, like, oh, they're digging around. But yeah, they saw some glass. That's not a big deal. Archaeologists find, like, fragments of bottles everywhere. Like, yep. This was, I kept digging. Well, his name, the archaeologist, is Nick Beard. He kept digging, and saw the glass got bigger and bigger and bigger. And he took the top of it to see what's in it and stuck his finger in, and he could still feel the liquid from the cherries.
When he sticks digging?
I don't know. Well, you know, if you stick your dick in a bottle, you know you can't get it out. You have to break the bottle to get it out.
I've never stuck my dick in a bottle.
I know, and I don't have a dick, so I don't know what it's like. But that's what I understand.
Okay.
From what I understand, that's what it is.
If you say so.
It's a whole thing. It's the pressure. You have to break the bottle. So I'm thinking it was probably for the best that he didn't put his dick into the bottle.
Well, he's an archaeologist. And you know what? A lot of them guys are full of shit.
You think so?
I think so. Because it's, you know, I don't know. Again, a lot of times, Yancey, you're governor.
Yancey, the governor. Good to see you, Yancey.
A lot of times, those guys are full of shit.
How so?
They're like, oh, look what I found underneath, you know, so-and-so, you know, George Washington's house.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, yeah, it might be old and everything, but they probably got some fucking yard sale. And he pretended, oh, look what I found. And he pulled it out of their back pocket.
Oh, do you think he got these two giant bottles of cherries out of a yard sale?
When you say giant bottles, how big?
It didn't say how much, but they said they were large bottles.
Yeah, didn't
say. So we're not talking little tiny ones.
You know, that's large.
That's a large bottle?
Look, have you been to the grocery store lately? Large doesn't get you much anymore. Remember, they were just trying to form this great country. Things were tight.
Oh, I'm sure. But yeah,
there was only one size. There was large.
That was it. And into the governor says, hey, guys, I'm working, but I popped in to say hey and let you know I'll listen to the download.
All right, thank you.
Hoping you have a fabulous work day.
Yeah, we'll be on probably, tomorrow night?
I would think, yeah.
Or tomorrow afternoon, later in the afternoon. We just figured we'd stick one in now because I got a doctor's appointment at 4.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do. So now's a good time to do it.
Yeah. Figured we would get one in.
Good thinking,
but,
baby.
So, yeah, a lot of these guys are full of shit. Oh, look what I found. Look what I found.
Now, how many cases have there been of this?
I'm still doing my research.
Oh, I see. So this is something you've made up.
I didn't make up, honey. You think I just blurt stuff out randomly? It's just, I don't like the smell of this one.
Yeah, really? You think it's this archaeologist Nick Beard? He has something going on?
Nick Beard.
Yeah.
Right there alone.
Yeah, you have an issue with his
suspect.
Name?
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying it's suspect.
It kind of sounds like you're saying his name is suspect.
Well, if the beard fits.
If the beard fits. Oh, man. Wow.
Man.
I was hoping when you said the whole thing with some archaeologists are making this stuff up that you actually had a case that you could state. No, this just came.
No, I could find one pretty quickly.
Okay.
Not my work, but if I Google it, I'm sure it'll come up.
There you go.
It's not my own work. I can only speak of mine.
Wait, your own work about stuff that you make up?
No. Of,
you go get stuff at yard sales and bury it.
No, of like Houdini calling people out. Like, archaeologist lied. Watch.
Okay.
Archaeologist
lied.
Lied.
Okay, I see the seven lies archaeologists can tell just to mess with your head. Let's see. That'll be an article to read later.
All this used to be graveyards.
Yeah. Let's see. Using this particular lie, I've suggested that there are graveyards under most pubs in North London and several of my friends' kitchens. Oh, okay. So that's basically archaeologists being pranksters, by the sounds of it.
That's
like, I'm going to say this just to mess with you, yeah. And which, by the way, right now, if you're typing in any messages, we're not ignoring you. Just Tim has us on a different tab and is actively looking up for cases where an archaeologist was caught lying. All right, Graham Hancock. Archaeologists are lying about ancient technology used. I have to try to find that video because that video is private.
Yeah.
I'll look for it.
It's Graham Hancock. So, guy knows what he's talking about.
Okay. That's something for me to find later.
Mm-hmm. Yes. See, you're going to do your own research.
There you go. I'm going to do my own homework, read articles, see where it goes.
Wow.
What?
Jesus Christ.
What?
There's in, where is it now, Washington State.
Yeah.
Crazy Lady State.
Yeah.
An ex-school cop on the run after allegedly killing teacher ex-wife at her school, murdering girlfriend, and abducting kid on day he was due in court for child rape.
Wow.
An ex-cop is on the run after allegedly gunning down his ex-wife and his 17-year-old girlfriend on the same day he was due to face court on child rape charges.
He had a 17-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow.
Elias Hulzar. 39, who says armed and likely to commit more crimes, you think, after he was accused of carrying out the double slaying and possibly fleeing to Mexico with his 1-year-old son.
Just wow.
Yikes.
I hope his son is okay.
Mm. Yes.
And I'm sorry for the loss of everyone he killed.
Wow.
Yeah, wow indeed.
Wow. Whew. Yeah, child rape. I don't know what those charges were, but whatever, however this ends, it's not going to be good for him.
Oh, probably not.
Wow.
Especially since he was 37 and had a 17-year-old girlfriend.
39.
Oh, 39 and had a 17-year-old girlfriend.
Well, he's 39 now. I don't know if, if they were, oh, wow, wait. The other victim has been ID'd as 17-year-old Angelica Jelly Santos, the mother of his 1-year-old abducted son. She looks like she's 12.
She's a child. Oh, may she rest in peace. She's a child. Look at her.
So, yeah, so she had to be 16 when...
when he was 38.
Well, no, but when she... yeah.
When she had his child. Oh.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Whew.
Sending love and condolences to the family and loved ones.
Wow.
Of again, his ex-wife, the woman murdered, and his ex and his former girlfriend, the mother, the child mother of his child.
Everyone involved, plus the police department. They got to deal with one of their own.
Just wow. That's terrible. Man.
Jeez. Anyway.
Yeah, hoping for better things coming up for his child.
Yeah. Jeez. So, what else you got?
Well, this is something I found kind of interesting. Here's meant this one first. Middle class youth of China are switching.
That's the name of my fourth book.
Is that, oh, that one specifically? Do, 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 do.
No. What was the, you were saying?
Middle class youth of China.
It's my next book.
Oh, that's
watch it. For it.
Okay, there you
it's
go.
It's on Oprah's book club.
So you've got a book coming out named Middle Class Youth of China.
And Oprah loves it.
And is this about the middle class youth of China?
I'm going to have to buy it to read it to understand it.
Well, I will tell you this. I'll see if it maybe has anything to do with what the news I have is going to be. But if you have a book that's coming out called Middle Class Youth of China, maybe. They're switching from tea to coffee.
Okay.
Yep. It's because of high job stress and the long work hours that they face. Now, what's different is that the coffee that we're used to here in the U.S., and I'm sure around Europe they're used to there too, it's different. What in China, they're adding, again, local ingredients. They're adding Chinese flavors to it. So, coffee with pork sauce. Coffee with baijiu liquor infused latte. There's a latte that's a baijiu infused liquor latte. Wang Bingqi, he's a former cafe owner, had said, as coffee becomes a national drink, it will be more inclusive and diverse, and then it will become more popular. For cafes, the increase in customers means the entire industry is developing for the better. But I found that very interesting. It's like, again, well, it's not the tea's going anywhere, because of course it's a major cultural thing. Culture is part of Chinese heritage, so it's not going anywhere. But as far as actually being able to survive work days, they're adding a lot of coffee into it because apparently the caffeine is helping them so much more.
Right.
So they're needing it.
All right, well, for my Onion article of the week.
Yes, let's hear it.
Girlfriend's eyes. Come on. Peeking up over torso during blowjob like a gator in the bayou.
Yes.
Jersey City, New Jersey. Ominously, as her unsuspecting prey lay naked with his clothes strewn at the foot of the bed, local man Greg Jensen's girlfriend peeked up over his torso during a blowjob Monday like a gator in the bayou. According to the terrified sources, Jensen's girlfriend, much like an amphibious killer roaming the Louisiana lowland, slithered around the bedsheets for several minutes waiting patiently for genitals to wander into her line of vision. While the 36-year-old Jensen was at first relaxed, events reportedly took a turn when he spotted his girlfriend's head bobbing over his hairy stomach. And in a flash, watched as she locked her cold, dark eyes onto his penis.
Oh my God.
Emerged from the shadows and in a terrifying flash revealed two distinct rows of razor-sharp teeth. At press time, a naked Jensen was reportedly thrashing around after his girlfriend with the bite power of a 7-ton reptile latched onto his penis and refused to let go.
Wow. Too funny.
Gotta love the onion.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Jesus Christ.
I thought blowjobs were supposed to be so much more fun.
Yeah.
But that is hilarious. Wow. Too funny.
How's it going?
I agree.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
I thought I had another one, but I don't.
That's okay. Well, I thought I have this. I thought you would appreciate this.
I do.
Thank you, baby. Scientists in Japan have actually done a little bit of time travel.
Oh.
Somewhat. Oh.
Oh.
But what they said, when astronomers and astrophysicists observe the universe, they're able to see billions of years into the past to see what was happening to those stars and planets back then. Now, the closest known exoplanet, it may have the potential to sustain life. It's not known yet for sure, but it may. It's known to us as Proxima Centauri b. Now, this planet orbits the star Proxima Centauri, which is the nearest known star to our sun. Now this is about 4.24 light years away. Now when astronomers and astrophysicists are able to observe this planet, they are technically, because of it being 4.24 light years away, they're looking back into its past 4.24 years ago.
Right.
So by doing this, they've discovered the remnants of what they are identified as, they call them powerful sneezes, quote unquote. Now, sneezes are when basically it will expel gas, dust, and electromagnetic energy around stars as it's forming. Now, this may play a vital role in allowing a new star to unfold. Well, excuse me, once I learn to speak again. It may play a vital role in enabling a star to form. Now, I know what I'm seeing here. The Japanese research team that's looking at this has said is that a star forms from a cloud of gas and dust. Interstellar magnetic field lines pass through these clouds. As the cloud contracts to form the star, the magnetic field lines get pulled along. But observations of young stars show that most of this magnetic energy is lost during the formation process. The question is, where does it go? So these little sneezes, like all this energy suddenly just blasts out of somewhere. This, like, is this a new star forming? But where's all that energy going? What's happening with it?
Interesting.
Yeah. I know you love outer space, so I thought you would appreciate that.
I do. The final frontier.
That one's for you, baby.
It's the final frontier.
Well, I could see that, but also the ocean is the final frontier, too. But its ocean is a lot closer.
Yeah. A lot harder to get to for the moment.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways.
Pressure. Because the pressure.
Yeah, that makes sense. You can only get so deep.
Yeah, well, for now.
Yeah, before getting crushed.
For now.
Yeah. Probably a matter of time.
It is a matter of time. So, we'll wrap it up because I'm going to have lunch.
Okay, good
idea.
Take
a shower and then got to head out.
But we'll be back probably tomorrow.
Afternoon,
that sounds good.
All right.
All right, we'll catch y'all tomorrow.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye.